Wait. A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Saturday, March 5th, 2022. This is a special edition of Live Talk, of the Live Talk show. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Welcome to this third edition of our special Live Talk show. In the next few weeks, we'll be discussing with all stakeholders Zimbabwe's council and parliamentary by-elections set for March 26th.
Today, Zimbabwe's opposition Citizens Coalition for Change has held a campaign rally at White City Stadium in Bulawayo, and ZANU-PF is expected to hold a similar event tomorrow in Cholocho.
Several other parties, including the MDCT led by Douglas Monzora, are this weekend also holding rallies in different parts of Zimbabwe.
Contestants for the 130 council and parliamentary seats are already promising voters a lot if they are elected.
Observers say these by-elections will give all parties an insight of what could be in store in the 2023 harmonized elections.
There have been some outbreaks of violence ahead of the by-elections. A Citizens Coalition for Change activist, Boneni Ngube, was stabbed to death at a rally in Kwekwe last week. He has been laid to rest.
Tune in right now on VOA Studio 7. You can also find us on all our websites, www.voaindebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also on Facebook, VOA Indebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. Ye, lingal chona njani, ndawoni zonke zomhlaba. Lapha ke siku special edition ye Live Talk sikhona pa Washington DC. So one day siyawazi ukuthi siqalise ngeviki pelileyo sitshela abantu ukuthi siyabe silweni ihlelo lezi. So sesiyenza ihlelo ezimbili lono lwesithathu ukuthi sichove sibone ukuthi siya ngapi. Kodwa lapho sikhuluma ngama-by-elections. Ama-by-elections isikhathi esiqhathekileyo ukuthi abantu bevote. So kuyavotwa eZimbabwe mhla ka 26 ngoMatshi. Sikhuluma nje lamhlanje uthi umnumzana nesenjamisa kade rally khona ngale kwa City Stadium. Sibona abanye bechibilika begida, abanye besenza konke lokho. Kodwa akukhulumele uJamisa ukuthi abantu kumele bebambane bengene kukhetho benqobe. So uthi ubulawayo uyaxolisa lokuthi kwaba lama candidates, ama double candidates kwezinye indawo. So uyaxolisa kakhulu. Sikhuluma njalo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kusasa uyetsholojo, yakwazi etsholojo. Kulezi kholo zezwane ngale. Singazi ukuthi bakuthini khona ngale uMnangagwa ebuya. So sibe sibona ke uDouglas Monzora labanye bakhankasa lawo. So amabandla akhankasa kakhulu. So utshela abantu ukuthi singaphi njalo lokuthi siyangaphi.
Chirongwa ichi ndicheche chitatu munema programs akagadirirwa kuti titarise pamusoro pesarudzo dziri kuitika mwedzi uno musi wa 26 March. Mumasvondo mashomanana ari kuyaya tichange tichikudzirai chirongwa ichi pamusoro pezviri kuitika nepfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya dzesarudzo. Nasi batore Citizens Coalition for Change raita musangano wavo mukuru chaizvo muBulawayo, ende kwanga kune vanhu vakawanda vanga vachifara, vachimba, vachiuruka uruka, vachitambira bato ravo vachifara pamusangano uyu. ZANU-PF inotarisirwawo kuti mangwana ishata musangano wayo kuCholocho. Tinenge takangomira kuti tione tigonzwa zvinenge zvataurwa ipapo. Mumusangano wanhasi kuBulawayo vachamisa vatsinidzira nyaya kuti vanoda kuti vanhu vabatane, varamba nyaya dzokuti vanhu vaite zvokurwisana panguva yesarudzo inoyi. Tichanzwa kuti mangwanavo ZANU-PF ichapindura ichiti chinyi. Saka rekai tione kuti zvanhasi zvafamba sei, tichataura nevamwe vatereri vedu nedzimwe nyanzvi mune zvematongerwo enyika kuti tinzwe kuti zvakamira sei.
Yes, one day we've got Ellen Shiryetenga, who is the Citizens Coalition for Change Secretary for Elections. She is on the line from Bulawayo. Shiryetenga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
No, very fine. You sound tired, so you are dancing as well at White City Stadium today?
Sorry?
You were dancing as well. You are sounding as if you're a little bit tired.
Oh, sure. I was.
Yes, tell us what.
Celebratory mode.
Yeah, tell us what happened today, and where are you as a party in terms of you know, these by-elections?
We basically the rally we had today was our provincial launch for the by-elections. So, as you are aware, we have a by-election day in Bulawayo, 8 for council and 2 for parliamentary. So, basically, we're launching the by-election campaign, and also as a party, you know, we took the president took the opportunity to explain somehow the direction we are headed to. And mainly on the election front, to say, as for someone who is responsible for election, what really came out now is the issue that, you know, we're coming up with a new candidate selection process where we are putting citizens at the center. So whatever we do, be it candidate selection, will be, in future will be going to the people, getting their opinions, and the people are the ones who are going to give us the candidates. So basically, that was the main issue from my side. And also, of course, the electoral environment we are operating, as much as we are encouraging the people to actually, you know, come out in numbers and vote for our candidates on the 26th of March. But also, you know, there are issues to do with the electoral environment itself. You know, looking at, you know, the incident like the one which was alluded to earlier, where we lost one of our comrades through, you know, was stabbed last week in Kwekwe, and we the people that stabbed him are known. And also, you know, the violence around the electoral process itself, and also looking at, you know, the conduct of the security forces, the police, you know, bearing our rallies and in some instances arresting our people when they did their door-to-door campaign. And yet we are in an electoral period, people are supposed to be campaigning freely. And most importantly, the aspect of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, which is responsible for the administration of our electoral processes, there's a lot that is going on, primarily on the voters' roll. You know, the voters' roll, we are talking about this in general. And there's, you know, it needs to be claimed. So those are some of the issues that we are looking at. To say no, as a party, our president, Nelson Chamisa, was clear to say this time around we won't leave any stone unturned. We are going to look at all issues affecting our processes, our electoral processes, and we are going to make sure that there's remedial action that is going to, you know, is going to take place for us to have a free, fair, and the transparent election.
Thank you very much, Wande.
Pa musangano uyu wanasi chinhu chikuru chaitika ndechipi amai zvireding?
Chinhu chikuru chaitika ndezvokuti tange tichilaunch our by-election campaign in Bulawayo province. It was the launch of Bulawayo province. And the one Rauya knew and who are we as one of the president, one is a president, what's a Misa, good work with you see. Bafara Jukuru, what's a Misa Kavata or Andy Guara, no one drinks and no kuti. Jack time boy, Tataya Katangi MDC, Jakatera, Jokuti, you know, Macandidates, the Anno Sarjaneva, Asia Vazukerekuva, Numa Macandidates, Avazikani. Izvo zvachaita zvataura napresident ndezvokuti makandidhetsi achabva kuvanhu. Vanhu ndivo vachapisa makandidhetsi kuti toona kuti vanhu vacho vanenge vasarudza vanenge vachishandira vanhu zvane zvakanaka here. Ende futi vachamisa vataura kuti Bulawayo iguta redu, Bulawayo maindastri achashandi. Vanhu vari kutambura, vanhu vari kufa nenzara, vana havasienda kuzvikoro nezvimwe zvinhu. Nofanira kugadzirisa izvozvo, asi matangiro acho ndokuvhotera makandidhetsi edu ECTC ndiyo achashanda kuona kuti dhorobha redu reBulawayo richafamba zvakanaka. So ndezvimwe zvakakosha zvataura napresident vachanyisa izvozvo.
Mataura imimi kuti mudunhu iri mune vari kukwikwidza vebato renyu 2 vekanzuru ne 8 veparamende. Pana vanhu vechikadzi here pa vanhu vari kukwidza vebato renyuvesafa?
Eh, varipo. Actually, palavende itu makandidates. One wechikadzi, Kelesile Mahlangu, ari kukwidza ari kupumula. Kwozoti kucouncil tine vakadzi two, mumwe kuwoda kuward 18 kumagwegwe. Kwozoita mumwe kandidate yedu Lilian Milo ari kukontesta ari kuward yekunjuve. So ndo vakadzi varipo izvozvi kukati kwedu. Asi tichifamba mberi kumusangano weTCC takaumba komishini inonzi Gender Task Force ichagara pasi kuona kuti madzimai akawanda achapinda musangano ari kupinda musangano achakondesta maelections akawanda kuita makansela kana kuti maMPs. Saka ndezvine zvatiri kuona kuti Bulawayo yezi tine by-elections nevakadzi two, but that's not enough. Tinofanira kuona kuti vakadzi vanouya unewandu hwavo togadzirisa zviri kunetsa zviri kudzivira vakadzi kuti vakondese maelections.
Mira ipapo mamai, tiri kudzoka kwamuri. Gibbs, the electoral ERC and
you're saying Zach, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission?
No. there is an organization that is working with ZESNY, and they are saying that they are very disappointed in the number of women who are participating, mm-hmm. who are being picked to participate in the elections. Mm-hmm. And also there is another organization run by these young guys, mm-hmm. who are helping people to register to vote. Mm-hmm. And they are also complaining about the absence of youth and also about the absence of women. Now, we just heard from Amai Shriedenga that they are very mindful of the gender issue when it comes to their parliamentary or council representatives, which I think, if it goes through, should please quite a number of people, because this has been an issue of contention over quite some time now.
Uh-huh. So we wish to apologize to our listeners because we are not live streaming on Facebook pages, so there could be some technical error there. So bear with us. Maybe they are going to fix it as soon as possible. And also note that, the rally in Cholocho was today,
yes,
not yesterday,
so
not tomorrow. So apparently what is happening is many political parties are holding these rallies, throughout the country. They're rallying for support. This is the time people want to have as many, rallies as possible.
Yeah.
So that they can get many voters. But what is very interesting is that they're using popular culture as, an enticing point, which means they're using dance, song, and other things,
But we have always been, we as Zimbabwean people,
they have taken it to another level.
Yes, we have always tried to cheer ourselves up. Even at funerals, you see this kind of atmosphere, the dancing, the singing, and all that. It's an expression of joy. In most of the cases. So a rally can't be a rally without song and dance.
That's right. So hopefully we are going to get some more people to join our show right now. We are expecting some other guests as well, so that we can have a bigger kind of dish, today.
Yeah.
So we're waiting for the ZAPU Secretary General, Mthulisi Anana, and Racist Vusango, Charumbira of ZANU-PF, and several other people, I think, they're going to join us very shortly.
And we are still holding on to...
Yes, so Shiridenga, akuchukuti wena ngubona kwako sibili bona ngani uhamba njani umkhankaso wena amafutshane sibili mo
umkhankaso wethu uhamba kuhle sibili siyabona ukuthi abantu bethu nxa bengena bekhankaso ezindlini lapha bayemukela ngothando, and kukhanya ingani kulobuthaba kakhulu ngendaba ngodaba lolu olweyelo ukuthi sesiyiphathi eyelo, sesiyiphathi entsha, ngoba kukaningi abantu besitshela ukuthi bakithi sesidinwe ngephathi leyo okuthiwa yi-MDC. I-MDC sokungani njongo kumomiso kuze wathi MDC ngani yaloywa akisakwazi ukuthi kwenzani vele akusokuyingabani ngoba sokulama MDC amaningi liyasikonfuza lapha desamba khona abantu vele bebekhonona kakhulu but isese siqalisa idaba lelo yokuthi hhayi thina sesiyi-triple C sethamba ngeyela abantu bazithakazelela nxa singena bazithembisa njalo ukuthi bazasivotela and njalo nxasikhangela ikakhulu ukuthi ama-candidates ethu lawa iningi labo waphuma ephalamende kumbe ekhansilini ngokuqothwa ngumonzura so abantu bazondile kakhulu ukuthi kanti thina savotela abantu kwaphongeuphonge uthutha umuntu nje waphonge uqotha abantu bethu so manje khathesi umuntu enalowo ngesehambe ekhode sesithi ukhetho lo lama-bi-election kalemithi kanti abantu babekanti kwenzakanani
but
abantu bazisele ukuthi bazasukuma ngobuningi babo besivotele njengebandla
lesiyakuzwa kakhulu ukuthi sithathe-ke ubaba umthulisihana na ongunobhala jikelele webandla lezaphu welcome to the program Mr. Mthulisi Hanana.
Thank you so much Mr. Dube. Good evening.
Good evening sir. So Zaphu is participating in these elections, so we are seeing you guys toy-toying in the Cholocho, toy-toying in Lupane, and now we are doing door-to-door campaigns. Is that an effective strategy of campaigning, and just give us your kind of take on the by-elections very briefly?
Yeah, our strategy of campaigning has always been to take the party to the grassroots, and that is what we are doing. And our target areas have always been two. One, we are targeting areas where ZANU-PF seems to be doing very well with minimal opposition. And what we've been doing, particularly in Cholocho, we have been going from village to village, homestead to homestead, canvassing for support and for votes. Because one of the things that the people of Zimbabwe lack, they lack a direct feel and contact with the leadership. We needed to hear what the people expect from us. We need to have a one-on-one engagement, something that we cannot do and achieve when we are having rallies. And I think it's paying dividends. I mean, today we were told that there's going to be a rally in Cholocho where the head of state was going to address, but alas, it didn't happen. And one of the reasons why it didn't happen is because the people in Cholocho have believed and understood the message of ZAPU, and they are prepared to ditch the ruling party in favor of ZAPU, which is the original party. So this is what we've been doing in all our wards where we're contesting, in all the constituents that we're contesting. We believe in taking the party to the grassroots. We're taking the party to the owners of the party. And the owners of the party are the individuals that support the party that come from the grassroots. So this is our strategy, and I believe it's working very well.
Yes, cela ufake isinto ukuthi lichova njalo umkhankaso wenu ngamafutshane khonapho.
Thina njengozaphu esikwaziyo ukuthi inhlangano yezaphu inhlangano zonke zepolitiki umkantsho wazo ngabantu, yikho wendlela esikhankasa ngayo yokuhamba sicela amavoti, sicela abantu ezabelweni ezigabeni ababahlala khona babaphila khona. Yikho le slogan sethu sikazaphu sithi amandla kawayehle ayezabelweni ebantwini khathesi. Yikho esikwenzayo ukulanda abantu, sikhulumisana nabo mathupha, sikhanyelene ngamehlo. Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi sijele ukubuthanisa abantu kumarali, sifike sibatshele sikucabangayo, singabaniki ithuba lokuthi baphendule kumbe babuze imibuzo kumbe basihlomise ngeminye imicijo, basiphele ezikhalaza zabo lokuthi bakhangeleni kithi. Yikho sibone ukuthi kunxa sikhankasa kungcono sibalande ezindlini zabo, sibalande emakhaya abo, sibalande emagumeni abo. Yikho kwenziwa izaphu, kuyasisebenzela. Khathi seCholocho nxa silandzelela bekumele umongameli weZimbabwe ongumholi weZanu la ukuthi ayenze irali khona ngale ukugqugquzela abantu bavotele iZanu, kufadalele kwinto kwakhona kusaphuma ngendlela behlele ngakho. Esinye sezizathu okwenze kwafadalala ukuthi abantu beCholocho sebeqile bathi bona sebefuna izaphu, abasafuni enye inhlanganiso, okutshengisela ukuthi indlela esikhankasa ngayo ukukhuluma nabantu sizwisisana sixoxisana labo kuyasisebenzela. Abantu bayakuvuma nezaphu, abantu bayayithanda. Ngaphambilini izaphu ingani kayibonakali kuhle, khathesi hhayi singenile sibili emagumeni abantu, abantu basamukela kuhle.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Wande, ngena khona
pho. Yes. What problems are you facing in your campaign, Mr. Hanana?
I think primarily our first problem is that we are facing serious intimidation of our supporters by the regime. A lot of our members are being intimidated by the suspended state agents, and at times even by the police. But in Marsouth, we've actually had a conversation and an engagement with the officer commanding Marsouth. We've also had an engagement with the governor, what we call the Minister of State for Provincial Affairs, to say that they must allow our people to campaign and to support ZAPU freely. I think that is the chief problem that we're having. Another problem that we're having is that there is people that were in ZANU that have defected and they have come to ZAPU, and now there's a feeling that they are going to perpetuate the manukon, the violence that they were doing when they were in ZANU. So what we've also done is set a program of reconciliation, conflict resolution within the community, so that people can understand that the people when people come to ZAPU, some of them are sorry, they are remorseful, and ZAPU does not tolerate violence. So, and above all, the major challenge is that, remember, ZAPU has always been self-funding. It is funded by the individuals that contribute their money, that sell their chickens, hens, and goats to make sure that the party moves. And unfortunately for rural constituencies, you need to use a lot of resources and a lot of capital for you to cover a lot of ground. So that is one other biggest challenge that we have. So if the listeners that are listening, if you want to see the ZAPU campaign going forward, I'll appeal to you to get in touch with us, find a way of supporting and assisting this movement, because for us to cover much ground, we need resources. But other than that, we are doing extremely well.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We are now joined by Mr. Regis Fusango Charumbila, the ZANU PF North America. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you.
So now let's talk about the by-elections. Now it appears as if there was violence last weekend. One person died, you know. So at the end of the day, what is going on in terms of this kind of, you know, violent activities?
Yes, I think we have the law and order. In our country, we got the police who are there to serve and protect our citizens. And as far as we are concerned, we know that the police have arrested all the perpetrators and they are still looking for more. And they'll get down to the bottom of it, because no life should be lost because somebody has gone to a political rally of his choice. And the government and the party also welcomes and supports the police for the decision that they are making. And yes, for sure, we don't need the political violence during our campaigns, whether by-elections or whatsoever. Any political party that wishes to campaign, they should freely campaign. The president assured that he's a listening president. He'll be listening to the citizens of Zimbabwe and also adhere to our constitution, the constitution of the Republic of Zimbabwe. So let people go and affiliate with which party they want to affiliate with. Let them go to any rally of their choice, and there should be no victimization of our citizens. And we really condemn the violence that happened in Kwekwe, where it embroiled both political parties, as far as I know, that we saw the CCC people kicking and beating those that were believed to be champions. And at the end of the day, somebody died. And that was in those circumstances. That is very uncalled for. We are a new republic. We condone any acts of violence, and that should not continue. If we continue with our by-election, we want a free and fair by-election. We want a free and fair result, so that
thank you.
Nobody is going to accuse any other political party.
Thank you. And the point of correction there, it seems as if the person who was beaten to death was allegedly beaten to death by ZANU-PF activists. We are going to come back to that point later. Hey, Wande.
Yeah, vacharumbira makadi nenyu.
Ndiripo makadi.
Ndiripo hangu. Nyaya ye mirijonga iri kuitika iyi. Kana takatarisa kuti bato reZANU-PF ndio riri kutonga, ndio hurumende, mapurisa achipomerwa mhosva yekuti vanofevha bato riri kutonga, havasi kuita zvinhu zvavo samutongi gaba unofanira kusunga vanhu vanenge vakanganisa. Ichi chinhu chiri kubhirivhwa navanhu vazhinji munyika. Pane chamuri kuita imimi sebato here kuratidza vanhu kuti zveshuwa mapurisa aya mapurisa evanhu asiri mapurisa ebato? Chii chiri kuitwa nenyaya?
Ndinotenda zvikuru. I think makavava Christopher Muchangwa, spokesperson weZANU-PF, vachitaura voga, vachiti mapurisa ari kuva accused kuti vari ku support opposition political parties. I think if I found out that the president is going to promise a democracy, and my police are going under a democratic government. Now, because my police are an arm of a government, and the Kanamachins are going support a party in Syria in English, to me, you know, when I didn't see the general is that Zimbabwe is a free country where Vachichuza are civil servants and set up Vachichuza who support Shavani Guaida who support. Shasi and Anangu Raya in my priest and they can do something. My priest, my soldier, and they can be. I think my son's a time is that our kids, my soldier, they do. My priest, they do. She said they do. And this is all I'm going to put our watch tower. Vachiti. We are the government. We are the police. Saka, I think as a citizen of Zimbabwe, unofana kunge uchinakidzwa nepolitics dziri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Nokuti zvinotaridza kuti tine nyika inonzi democracy. Kana wawa kuti iwe kuZimbabwe.
Asi vanhu vari kufa vacharumbira. Vanhu vari kurohwa vachifa. Tisingambotarisi kuti ndiwe bato ripi. Sei vanhu vachirohwa vachifa nguva yesarudzo. Ndopane nyaya ipapo.
Ndizvozvo. Ipapo pane nyaya ndopatiri kuti isu kana vachamisa vachiti mapurisande edu vamunanga kwavachiti we are the police, we are the government. Saka tiri kuondoza ndiri kuda kutsinidzira nichitaura nichiti kana pachirohwa vanhu vachifa, then why then vanhu vachizoblema ZANU PF? Why iwo mapurisa acho ariwo ari kuita law and order? Mapurisa haana kupuwa order neZANU PF kuti indai munorova munorega vanhu vachirohwa. Mapurisa anofanira kuita basa ravo as an independent part of arm of the government. Ende saka kurati vanhu ngava blame mapurisa nokuti basa ra mapurisa ndiro kusevha vanhu. Mapurisa akatadza kusevha vanhu sei parali iyoyo ndo pane nyaya ipapo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Ellen Shiriedenga. Miss Shiriedenga, just a few words before you go, you know, just a few words.
Inini zvinoto mushamisa zvikutaura aka kuti I don't know, kuti, you know, kuti, where do some people live? Really, kese tino zaajwa kaitika kukwekwe. Endo kunoteo rine police report, ya kato nyora ni mapurisa, indicating kuti, vanu waka uraya, mche last weekend, vanu wezamu. And they even arrested them, they even confirmed kuti no vya kato zaajwa nukia. And the if your father does this and look at what they do, what are they doing right here in this year, triple C. Yes, and the Mapurisa kato ita basa rao. Yes, Mapurisa, this is why Vachami Kalteti Mapurisa and Evan. Meaning kuti they work for the people. Mapurisa must serve and Evan, they're supposed to deliver. And the issue yoku kwete, they delivered because they apprehended Mapete Pritas. I see that is not enough. Because when you have to take away intimidation, we know very well that you are not a terrorist, you are not a terrorist, you are not a terrorist. Even if you are a terrorist, you are not a terrorist. So these are the things that you have to ask. My police are not a terrorist, but they work to a certain level. My political party, there is an obligation now to do the right thing. Kana makandidate achisaina manomination papers avo kuzekuku vanotosaina code of conduct where they are supposed to conduct themselves in a manner which is not violent, which doesn't deprive one of my human rights avo. So clearly, kune zviri kuitika, and ZANU PF should accept responsibility nezvakaitika uko. And as a matter of fact, when Mnangagwa says, no, we are the government, we are the people, what he literally means is that they control. They are forcing Mapurisa to do what they want. Because yes, this is where we are. It means that they are claiming something, which is very wrong.
Yes, yes, we hear you. So, Poselok kuna mama hobe sus khambela se wangakul. Poselok kuna mama pichan sebe. Shire denga, Poselok kuna mama, yasin debel.
Yeah, I think in the November, people see is a campaigner or Wutuna and then Dano is a Kube that looks at the Kutaza Avantu to Ubutuna, the campaigner of Wutuna. We have only the political environment. Njenga loku hapa wengekwe kukuti laba vante ava mula lengo njini vabocha la mapolisa vapa ni statement sabo mapolisa ye ndi msebenja pati la vabaye ndi msebenja vesiye lelo wezi nindawo haisi ya bonti mbe usilela jata la njale kutaza mapolisa kukuti msebenja ni mpanili
siyabu wako
njale kakesi mwasuka lela ama rali zetu na la ngasi applya uzabona ama conditions angkomi zotha ye akula story akumelanga sithala abanye abantu abazela ukuvela kwezinye izigaba kodwa izani iyavunyela ukuthwala abantu ngamabhasa yi-84 besiye egogwe kumbe besiye emarondela kodwa thine kasiyalela so ngezinye izinto esikhala ngazo ukuthi hhayi ezimanti ezamapolisa kwezinye indawo basebenza kuhle but siyabe sikhuthaza njalo ukuthi bebesebenze ngemfanelo bengabandlululiye
siyabonga kakhulu mama siyabonga sibelongadinelwa kusasa singazihambela nje uyephumula ngiyabona ukuthi lamhla belisebenza kakhulu. Thank you so much. Now, Ellen Chiredenga is leaving now. So now, you still remember that Mr. Chamisa and his party had this kind of rally in Bulawayo. I think we've got a clip on that kind of situation in Bulawayo.
Let's look.
Imagine that they will not be able to announce the vote and they will not be able to refuse the election result. Bulawayo, are you ready? Are you ready, Bulawayo? But for us to have that election, we have said we need to have a pre-election, post-election pact. What is that pact about? Let us agree on what we are going to do with the election, the conditions that are supposed to be there. A voter's roll that is credible. Right to vote for people in Zimbabwe, including the diaspora vote. You can't be taking diaspora money in Jiva, are contributing a lot, but you are not allowing them to vote. Let everyone vote! And I want to take this opportunity to thank you, Injiva. Thank you for what you have done. You have kept Zimbabwe going, particularly here in Matabele and in other parts of the country. Siyabonga. Thank you. Thank you, Injiva. Thank you.
That is Mr. Nelson Chamisa in Blue at White City Stadium. So he was saying a lot of things there. Okunye ongakwona ukukhuluma ngakho, ukuthi kumele ukukhangela ukuthi ama conditions ukuthi kube lokhetho kungabe kumenjani. Kuzobuya le voters roll uthi manikiniki kuzobuya ke labantu ukuthi bevote ukuthi ke i diaspora vote iyafunakala kakhulu simzile futhi ibonga kakhulu injiva sithi injiva ziyasebenza anjwa wathi injiva kwini iyaqhubeka khona lapho mfowethu
mashoko akakho kura zvikura bva kumtungamiri webato re citizens coalition for change vaNelson Chamisa pane zvimwe zvavataura vanga vachidawo kuti dene sarudzo yaita sarudzo yakasununguka asi vanoshushikana zvikuru pamusoro penyaya yevoters roll. Nyaya yevoters roll yagara ine mutauro kwenguva yakareba kusvika pari zvino asi hatisati tanyatsoona kuti zvichazofamba sei asi vataura pamusoro pevoters roll kuratidza kuti havasiri kunyatsofara nemamiriro azvakaita asi pakupedzisira apo paita sokunakidza vanhu vazhinji zvikuru pavabvuma vakatenda vanhu vokuBulawayo nebasa guru ravari kuita munyaya dzebato ravo saka ndoona sokuti pavari zvafamba zvakanaka hazvo mumusangano wavoyu.
So now we are expecting callers to come in right now. There are several callers that wish to join the show right now and there are other people as well. So let's go to Mr. Mtulizi Hanana, just briefly. Mr. Hanana, we had Mr. Chamisa talking about the conditions for holding these by-elections, the voters' role and right to vote, the diaspora vote. So briefly, on those issues, 1 minute, can you give us your thoughts?
I think as ZAPU, we also have our own conditions that we want to speak into. as it stands now, we are also having a team of experts that are looking into the issue of the voters' role so that we're able to give an informed position. Because what we are seeing now, you can tell that there is a lot of things that have gone wrong. Particularly now, we're told that the oldest oldest person alive in the world is apparently in Zimbabwe. There's not only one, it's about 11 of them. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the things that we need to verify. And also we're seeing that people have had their constituencies for wards or polling stations shifted and moved. And these are things that seem to be affecting only opposition strongholds. So ZAPU are also concerned to say the voter's role must be tidy, the voter's role must actually be independently verified and audited so that we can say we have a proper voter's role. But also it must be released, the voter's role that's going to be used for this particular by-election must be released on time because there's cut-off dates in terms of who is eligible to vote. So we are appealing to ZEC. When they were actually engaging them to say, give us the voters, what is the still time, so that we can go through it, audit it, and verify it, and see that everything is above board. And then as far as the diaspora vote is concerned, ZAPU also believes that in as much as we have people that are in the diaspora, in as much as they are funding a lot of families, the reason why Zimbabwe is still standing and there is no chaos is because our hungry people are surviving on diaspora remittances. So if they are playing this particular role in the country, then they must also be allowed to vote. And that's what you must understand. ZANU has always said that they're not allowing the diaspora vote because of sanctions and they cannot go and campaign. But there's no sanctions in South Africa. I think ZANU, if they were genuine, they should maybe start with the countries where the majority of our people are based to say, okay, we'll allow diaspora vote, we have a trial run, maybe in 5-6 countries and we can grow from there. But ZANU-PF knows that everybody who's not in the country besides their side gigs and beneficiaries. They've left the country because of economic meltdown. They left the country because of the problems of ZANU-PF. They left the country because they're being persecuted. And no one in their right sense of mind will vote for their persecutor just like even Mugabe when after the coup. He said he can't vote for ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF was now persecuting him. The bulk majority of the people that are out of the country cannot vote ZANU-PF because of that.
Yes, what is his one day? So we are Vusango.
Yes,
I think Tijitarisa na shuka angashitoka na chamisa kula wayo. For the longest time, tinoona isisi maonere yedu ndiyo kuti chamisa uno capitalize hapa nyaya tribalism achi ita in fuel vanhu kumatebelelands kuti vafunge kuti ZANU-PF ndo party inovavenga which is very wrong. But kana akawina my election through that way zvinenge zviri okay to the people because vanhu ndo vachavhota. But as far as nyaya diaspora vote yatagwa nevavo diaspora vote haugoni kuti iwe kuti vanhu ngaitangwe kusouth africa. Why would you do that? What criteria is that you are using? Akati kusouth africa ndokune mazimbabwe ndzega anofanira kunge achivhota padiaspora vote ndiya. Saka that point is invalid. Thank you. Inda hanyi point yei?
Yeah. Ndakachiuya kunyaya yediaspora vote yamuri kutaura. Chinonetsa zimbabwe chiko kuti iite zvino kuti waone dzimwe nyika kuti kodzero dzezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe, it doesn't matter kuti vari kupi, vawane kodzero yokuvhota zviri kuitika kumusha kwavo. Chii hachisiri chinhu chikuru ichocho chokuti hurumende yaifanira kuda yakachisa pamusoro pezvirongwa zvayo here? Ndiri kuti sei kusvika pari zvino 41 years after independence zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoshanda kana kuti zvinogara kunze kwenyika zvichitadza kuvhota, sei hurumende kana kuti bato reZANU-PF risina kutora nyaya yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika ikaiisa pamusoro pezvirongwa zvayo sezvainoita zvimwe zvirongwa zvainenge zvichiita munyika?
Nyaya yediaspora vhoti yakaiswa pachirongwa. Isu takatoitavo ndiritori umwe wevanhu vakapusha nyaya yekuti diaspora vhoti iwe kuno ku North America, ku Canada neku USA. Asi government yakapindura ichiti iyo vanhu vezhinji vari mu government vanokwanisa vanika vari kupatwa kuzampire. Vazhinji vacho vanogara vachiswa pa sanction. Uye vamwe vacho vachirenew kwa ma sanction. Saka kana tikasa diaspora vote isese zampire tinozouya sei kuzoita marallies nevanhu yedu kuno ku North America. Zvine tete apvura mukana weimwe party and not fair for the other party. Then also nyaya yekuti ma logistics acho diaspora vote mukatasa in the world kuti maZimbabweans anowanikwa kana kuti the smallest island yakaita kana seFiji ikoko kunoda ma logistics yekuti tinoenda ko set tinokambeira because haisi nyaya yekungoti diaspora vote mabalos ouya movota panoitwa campaign seri kuitwa ma by elections vanhu vanofanira kuva free movement yevanhu ma political parties vanofanira kunge ari free kumuva vachienda all over the world kwese kwavanokwanisa kuda scout ma vote vachienda ikoko. Right now economy yedu budget yedu yatinayo haikwanise kutite seizvozvo. Ende kana pane munhu anofunga kuti iye anoramba achiti zvinoita ngaachitipa fanda tsvagai mafanda mutipe mafanda tikwanise kuuya kuzoita izvozvo. So long we have the money tarai neAmerica ibvise masanction kana yabvisa masanction votipa loan yokuti tokupai loan yokuti muna 2023 everyone is free tabvisa masanction for a season chiindai munokambei ngavaite seizvozvo vendc veccc tiuye kuzokambei kana tazviwa.
Thank you so much. Sile kola lapa wande utalent Ndlovu. Ndlovu, unjani babu? Talenta... Yes, ya pila talent Ndlovu. Akusu utu wanubona njani uke tololu lama pa elections? Ye, uke tololu lama pa elections la Zimbabwe, unubona njani? Uyasizwa yini talent Ndlovu? Ngudube lapha e-Studio 7. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes,
cela usitshele ukuthi ulibona njani ukhetho lwama by elections.
Futhi kusho ukuthi ngizoba ngashawa ishona ke lapho futhi yes. Ngoba ke uma usukhuluma ngesona ukuba singasamzwa kahle yena.
Hayi, ngikhuluma ngesiNdebele mina. Sengikhuluma ngesiNdebele.
Okay.
Yes, so ulibona njani ukhetho lolu?
Ukhetho lukodile mpela, lu-right yabo.
Yes, yabona labantu bayalwa, abanye bayabulalana, into ezinjalo. Kumele kwenziweni Ndlovu?
Ngihlale phansi kuphume kucacanga mdala kuphume netelimpila futhi abantu bephume yenze kanje manje.
Aha, so wena ubona kwakho ubona ngani ibadlele zazuza ama-seats amaningi kuba election lapha yiliphi?
Eish, ngenzeka-ke bapho.
Ukujonga liphi?
Ngoba abantu bakhatheleke inezwane.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba, sibonge kakhulu. Endlovu, ungathinela kusasa baba, akholisa impela viki.
Bonge futhi ngithole ithuba lokungena emsakazweni. Siyabonga.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. So that is Mr. Talent Ndlovu. He thinks that Zapu is going to get a lot of seats, you know. So maybe Mr. Mthunzana and Smali because of that. So go ahead, Mr. One.
Are we with Mr. Charumbira still?
Yeah, we'll just go to Mr. Mthulisi Anana. Mr. Anana, so you heard somebody saying maybe Zapo is going to win. So what's your take on that?
I think he's seeing the work that we are doing on the ground, and it is apparent that we are going to perform better than we have ever performed in the past. But also, I want to look into the issue of the diaspora vote. Mr. Charumbira is saying here does not make any sense. I mean, we are tired of the rhetoric that sanctions are because the party that invited them and stuff like that. We know the cause of sanctions. ZANU-PF by nature is a violent party, the party that doesn't respect human rights. And they cannot come here and tell us that sanctions were invited by anyone. I mean, how powerful is somebody to the point of inviting sanctions against their own government and America listens to them? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And also, in terms of the issue of budget, I mean, if you were to understand the Auditor General's report and how much money is being embezzled by this particular government, you wouldn't even be raising the issue of budgetary constraints as far as running elections are concerned, because a lot of money in Zimbabwe is being embezzled by the very same people that are saying they don't have a budget or the fiscal cannot support a diaspora vote. So some of these things, I mean, let's be sincere, let's be genuine, let's discuss issues, not for the purpose of defending or politicking, but let's try and make sure that we speak to issues and articulate issues the way they are. And I mean, there is no reason why we should punish the entire population of Zimbabwe that is out of the country simply because we have less than 100 individuals that are in the sanctions list and want to bargain against the voting of those millions against less than 100 individuals that are in the sanctions list. It's ludicrous. It doesn't make sense. Whereas for a party like ZANU-PF that claims to vote for one man, one vote, I mean, these are people that laid down their lives so that people can vote. But alas, all of a sudden, because they want to go to America, they then want to say, no, first remove us from the sanctions, then we can campaign. There's many other ZANU members that have access to all those countries. I mean, like the Charumbira, I don't know which part of the world is in, but I would assume it's not under sanctions. They can campaign from there. ZANU has structures all over the world. So the arguments that are being proffered by my comrade here, my colleague here, I don't think they make sense. I mean, it's just so that we push the show. But if we're sincere and we're genuine, I mean, there's always a way.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you very much.
Mr. Anan, I wanted to ask you earlier, if your party is campaigning in all the provinces or you are restricting yourself to certain areas of the country?
What we have done in this particular instance for the by-elections, we are restricting ourselves to a few areas. But in the past, you know that ZANU is always contested everywhere.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. So, Mr. Charumbira, in terms of what Mr. Hanana is saying, can you react to his remarks just briefly?
Yes, thank you very much. Well, I think it's the rhetoric, but what we said is very simple. You cannot travel to a country where you are banned, and somebody say you have to go there because you are being unfair to the other political party. You know what? Politics is a game. It's a game, whatever you want. It's not a church service. Politics is a game where you use your win because of your brain. If you win because you have used this technique, if it works, then you become a winner. So in terms of campaigning, it's very simple. If the sanctions are removed to some of our leaders, our officials, who we need to have them on the campaign trail, then let it be. If the sanctions are still there, there won't be no diaspora vote, and it's as simple as that. That's what I can say.
But Vachavimbira,
can I quickly ask a question, Mr. Dube?
Go ahead, very briefly. Yes.
I want to ask Mr. Charumbira, where is he based, and is he affected? Is there any country where he himself as an individual is banned and he cannot go and campaign in the event that there is a diaspora vote in that particular country?
Mr. Charumbira?
Sorry, I can't waste my time answering that question. It's a simple question.
Okay. So, let's go for it, Mr. Wally.
I wanted to just to go on with Mr. Charumbira. Sandanga tinyatso taurirana ipapa ndizvo kuti nyaya ma sanctions yaka dongozouya Zimbabwe yava independent kudara. Zvino nyaya yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe hazvina kugara zvambopiwa mukana wekuvota yakagara iripo pasati pambova nenyaya yama sanctions. Asi mataura yanyu zvamataura izvozvo tazvinzwa, asi ndachikuti kuda pamwe mungangowanawo mukana wokunyatsofunga kuti ipapa zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvinodavo mukana wekuvota. Hazvinena masanctions nokuti zvakagara zvakadaro kubva paindependence.
Ayo, ipapo ndine miri vawa, ndosaka ndati ini kana nezukuno ndatombotaura ndikati neniwo ndakatolobva fuma sanctions mula 2017 2018 nda up to 2019 president havana kuzouya ku UN nenyaya ye COVID, but we've been lobbying for diaspora vote, but we came to an understanding yokuti I diaspora vote inofanira kana ichitwa diaspora vote haifani kuitwa ku America chete. Ino kana tangoti mwana wese ari ku Zimbabwe diaspora kuri kuti munhu woga woga asina kutsika soka dzake munyika yeZimbabwe kukoko kwaari ndo inonzi diaspora vote, unenge aifanira kuva nekodzero yokuvhota. Saka kana tikati isisu vari ku UK ndo kune accessibility yedu yokuti vavhote, ko vari ku America vanoita sei? Ko vamwe vari kune mamwe small islands nekwese kwese vanoita sei? Mari yokuti titravele tichinda ikoko hatina, yema logistics acho hapana at the moment. Why? It is because nyika yedu haifanzi kutrade freely nenyaya yemasanction. Everything inodzokera kumasanction, whether munhu anozvida kana kuti haazvidi. Data risina masanction taide tisina chokushandisa as a government kana separate in ZANU PF chokuti tingataura kuti hatikwanisi kuita diaspora vote. Zviri pachena one kuti hatibvumidzwe maofficials eZANU PF haabvumidzwe kutravela kuinda kune dzimwe nyika. Budget yacho yeZimbabwe hatina, haikwani nenyaya yekuti inyaya yemasanction. Saka zviri simple, neni ndoda kuti unovhota wasi ndakutongoti ndakutongoenda kumusha kunovhota. Ndozvokazandikangokwanisa ndiki. Saka kana munhu achida kunovhota ngatiendei kuZimbabwe. Lemi encourage vanhu vese vari kudiaspora vote, ngatitengei matiketi yedu kuti almost close to a year from now ngatitengei matiketi yedu tinovhota kuZimbabwe.
Thank you very much. I think we've got a caller.
Tatenda chaizvo vacharubira. Tine mutereri ari pafoni. Makadi nenyu?
Makapinda here.
Aiwa, tiri nani? Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Tiri kutaura nani?
Ndiri kutaura na Cloud pa Cape Town.
Oh, okay. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Yes. Ndiri kuona kuti President Chamisa watora Zimbabwe yose. Uye ZANU PF kune vari kudiaspora sese tiri kuna na Cape Town, nevamwe vari kuna na Botswana, nevamwe vari kuna na Mozambique, nevamwe vari kunzvimbo dzese vari kutya kuti vakandoti vanhu vese vavo vakaenda kundovhotera kwavari ikoko, ende ZANU PF iri kuzondoluza zvekuti haigoni kuwana kana chimwe chinhu. Saka iyoyo point vari kuti havari kuchema kuti hatina mari yekuti tiende ikoko, but mari yavari kutambisa yakawandisa. Mari yavari kuwana mumagold mamaini yese vari kudya yese vari kungowira nemhuri dzavo ikoko. Zimbabwe yese iri kutambura. Saka tiri kuti isusu sevanhu weZimbabwe kana zvakadaro vachiona mari vachitamhumwe dzavo, isusu tinoendepi?
Ya ndoda kubvunzai pane zvamataura musati maenderera mberi. Ya, musati maenderera mberi, matimi vanotya kuti vanhu vari kunze kwenyika vakakwanisa kuvhota vanovhotera rimwe bato risiri ZANU PF. Chinokupai pfungwa dzokuti vanhu vari kudiaspora vanovhotera bato rinopikisa chii?
Munoona kuti munhu wese ari diaspora ndide akabva Zimbabwe kutiza nhamo kutsvaga chekuriritira muZimbabwe. Hamuna basa muZimbabwe ikozvi zvikakwira izvo zvizvi nguva yechirino ukakwira zvupuku unogona kupatika wavo musangano weZANU PF. They force people kuenda musangano kwavo. Hawasi kuita vanhu nechido, munhu haazvi uriri nemwoyo wake, but vari kumanipidza vanhu. Iko zvine izvi kufamba masingo road makombabedzi, but vari kuti tiri kugadzira nyika, tiri kugadzira nyika 42 years vari pachigaro hapana chavari kubuda, but vari kuti vari kungoramba bedzi vachiti nyika tinogadzisa tichazodai tichazodai kupromisa kwezvinhu zvisingazoitika. Iko zvinezvi tatokura takutopindawo mu33 years hapana chiri kubuda, takangokura chingozwa hatingozivi kana payslip kutozivira kunzvimbo tasanasa tapuza kwatiri kuno.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Vusango, just respond to what he said.
Yes, I think and this is the Mkoma now, your brother, Yangu, Nina, and this is Zatara, Zimbabwe, Ipi. Kana Yatara, Rodi, South Africa, Wakapesra, Kufamana, Morin, the Paka Gazi, Manipas Nau Gazi, Pakaku, and the Papi. I think Zaka Shata, Kutikanati, Mchakanaka, Mukaka, Urungwimunyu, Pachikaranga Chil. I wish I could say it in the village. You cannot put salt in the milk. What is good is good. The president has been doing awesome work fixing the country. Nika yedu yanga yedu behind so many years. Vama kwa ya Smith, marozi yedu yanga sata mbobatwa. Saka let's politicize, pano politicize nika. Where there is no need, let's not do that. Let's not waste time. If you want to vote for MDC or CCC, go ahead and vote for them. Where have you seen a Zupco bus carrying people who are going home to a political party? That's rhetoric. That is out of this world. You can't speak like that, and you can't fool Zimbabweans like that. That's very idiotic. Thank you.
No insults, please. No. Mr. Cloud, yeah. Can you react to that? What do you Cloud?
Yes. Apana chauri kita kuhani, kada pika yeyondi marodi hesi makumbwa. Ukafamba na moja, ukatenga moja yako, na sio kafamba imamopanga mwe diwada tuti jafsi macho. Kada tuti marodi yaga na kari, miki yaga na kari, paka dara. Muna mariko sisi, mariko kuiya, zuguti dora jaja ruguchi, 200 something bond. Ukafamba na tupa bigi, kana bigi ma.
Let's
go to Mr. Anana. Thank you so much for that caller, and I think he's sparking a little bit of debate there. So, Baba Anana, you know your last word and giving us a little bit of an insight of what ZAPU is promising, if ever their candidates are elected. Just briefly, 1 minute, then we'll go to others.
Okay, no, when our candidates are elected, I think we are going to be pushing for resolution of certain issues, particular development, and many other region-specific issues that are going to be raised by the people from the region where our candidate will win. Because what ZAPU believes, we believe in issue-specific politics where people region by region, they're able to raise their own issues, and the issues are debated in parliament, leading to the creation of laws that are people-friendly at all levels. But also, just as a matter of conclusion, I want to say to my brother, I asked him a simple question. If he is banned from contest from traveling to any country, he refused to respond, and he says he can't answer because that is a simple question. This is the problem that we have. I wanted to point to him to say if the ZANU-PF really wanted to get things done, they would have done it, because there are many other members that are not under the sanctions list. What we have lacked as a country is political will to get certain things done. So as ZAPU, what we are going to bring to the table is political will to solve issues regardless of how problematic they are. And I'll appeal to him to say, as ZANU, if only they could try and be sympathetic to the people that have suffered for all these years, and try at least to consider them when they make that decision. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ms. Charumbira, your last word.
Thank you very much. And not in the school. I think Chandra Angora Majikuru Zira, Dejokuti Kuneva Seva Katerera, Vachafenda Kumama and Mapai election rallies, Kuneva Chan of Vota, Kuneva Kutaspora, Rushira Vota, Zimbabwe Ingori one, Zimwe Zatnata, Zino contributed to nothing. I see Kanatida real change, real change in Ongoya Chet Kanavan, writers, Vanangachi. No upper change. In the Paris, no. But I'm going to register to vote for the political party. I want to know that is through Chris Brown. Yes, could the diamond of the party recruit that development?
Thank you very much. On that note, we wish to end our show today. We wish to thank Ellen Sheriatenga, Citizens Coalition for Change, Mtulisi Anana, ZAPU, and Regis Fusangu Charumbira, ZANU-PF. Signing off from Washington, D.C. This is Kip Stube saying good night.
Tosangana sondori noya, indinita nono kawande.